an economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Surveys indicate about a quarter of Americans will have dumped traditional TV by the year 2022. Let's talk about the escalating trend of cutting the cord with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle, Washington. Tom, welcome back to the program. Define traditional TV for us.
Well, see, that's where I'm going to get off the boat a little bit. I define traditional TV as your over-the-air broadcasters that provide a high-value service for free. You can probably guess my age at that point. But in this conversation, traditional TV are the MSOs, or your cable providers and your satellite TV services. And they're the ones that are seeing this cord-cutting phenomenon. It's gathering steam. You know, another 5% of the subs are expected to drop off overall in the next couple of years here. And eventually, by 2023, some of this research is saying we're going to have the numbers between pay TV subscribers and cord cutters is going to be reaching equilibrium. But of course, you're paying for the over-the-top services as well. And I think some of the definitions and some of the ideas behind this about what is the real difference between your cable provider and your over-the-top solutions provider at the end of the day when you're aggregating eight devices and eight streaming services over your TVs, what are the real differences there? And I think ultimately the point I would make is it comes down to control. You get to choose.
Tom, interesting thought. As someone who has joined the legion of cord cutters, and this trend continues to accelerate, as you've said, we talk about streaming services. The big media companies, Disney, is working on rolling out theirs. But it seems like there is an opportunity for the traditional over-the-air broadcasters to really make something of their digital side channels, the dot ones and the dot twos out there, because there's only so many reruns of Too Close for Comfort to go around, and maybe they could try to put something new on those digital side channels.
You know, I have to agree. You know, the public isn't really aware of this story, but in the past couple of years, broadcasters have undergone this spectrum sale and this repack that they're undergoing. And my prediction has been that, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, there are going to be a lot of people owning television stations and radio stations saying, thank God we held on to our spectrum. I think the desire for that local service remains strong. All these over-the-top solutions have to include that. Even, you know, with millennials who are the cord cutters and Gen Z who are the cord nevers, one of the interesting things to come out of the research is that they still have local apps on their phone that are paid for by advertising. And I think eventually our mobile devices are going to become re-energized with the content from local broadcasters from something called ATSC 3.0. I don't want to go too far into the woods here, but it's going to open new doors for broadcasters as well. So I'm a little more bullish on the broadcasters. But I do think the MSOs, the people who don't provide, who just provide bundles of pre-packaged television programming without offering an internet service, I think they're in jeopardy.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle.